This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. C.P. Radhakrishnan wins vice presidential election and becomes the 15th vice president of the country. Government of India and National Socialist Council of Nagaland, NSCNK Nikki faction, agrees to extend their ceasefire agreement for another year. Mizoram government plans chopper service to connect Manipur's Churachandpur town to improve connectivity and foster ethnic ties. And Nagaland Department of Health and Family Welfare signs MOU with Center for Cellular and Molecular Platforms to enhance state's public health system. The news in detail. Ruling NDA candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan has been elected as the new vice president of the country. He is the 15th vice president who was elected in the election yesterday, which was necessitated due to the sudden resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar as vice president on July 21st. Radhakrishnan defeated the opposition candidate and former Supreme Court judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Radhakrishnan got 452 votes while Reddy sponsored as candidate of the INDIA bloc, got 300 votes. Out of 781 electors, 767 members of parliament voted in the vice presidential election yesterday. Rajya Sabha Secretary General P.C. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 votes were declared invalid. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have congratulated Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. The Government of India and the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, NSCNK Nikki faction, have agreed to extend their ceasefire agreement for another year, effective from September 8, 2025 to September 7, 2026. According to the agreement, the extension aims to facilitate lasting peace in Nagaland with the active involvement of the Naga people. The ceasefire will remain subject to adherence to the mutually agreed ceasefire ground rules, which may be reviewed and amended with the participation of both parties. The agreement was formally signed in New Delhi yesterday by Joint Secretary to the Government of India, Ministry of Home Affairs, Prashant Lokhande, Supervisor, Ceasefire Supervisory Board, NSCNK Nikki faction Abel Zingru Thuer and Secretary CFSB NSCNK Nikki faction Ameka Achumi. The Mizoram government will introduce chopper service to connect Manipur's Churachandpur town in its efforts to improve connectivity and foster ethnic ties with the Mizo or Zo communities in the neighboring state. During a meeting with leaders of MAR Students Association from Mizoram, Assam and Manipur, the Chief Minister Lal Dohoma informed them that the government is planning to introduce helicopter service between Aizawl and Churachandpur to enhance connectivity. He said that a Mizoram house will also be constructed in Churachandpur. The chopper service between Churachandpur and Aizawl, operated by the Manipur government, is not regular, officials said. Aizawl has become an important transit point for the people living in Manipur's Churachandpur and Mizoram's Perzol district to travel to other parts of the country. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla visited Churachandpur district of the state yesterday and inspected the preparation made for the arrival of the Prime Minister in the district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to arrive on Saturday. The Governor inspected the helipad constructed in the complex of BSF subsidiary centre in Gangtimon. He also inspected the arrangements made at Tuibong Peace Ground in the district, where the Prime Minister is expected to address a public meeting. The Governor also chaired a meeting with the Chief Secretary, State Security Advisor, DGP and Deputy Commissioner of Churachandpur and instructed all to take all necessary arrangements. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Urban Affairs, Balo Raja, yesterday attended the video conference jointly convened by Union Ministers for Housing, Urban Affairs and Jal Shakti to discuss planning and preparatory arrangements for Swachhata Hi Seva 2025, scheduled to be rolled out on the 17th of this month. The theme for Swachhata Hi Seva 2025, Satchotsav, aims to promote cleanliness and sanitation through collective efforts. During the meeting, the minister emphasized the importance of community participation in achieving the objectives of Swachhata Hi Seva 2025 and urged all stakeholders to come forward and contribute to the initiative's success and take part in the nationwide Shram Dan Ek Din Ek Ghanta Ek Saath. Nagaland's Department of Health and Family Welfare has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Center for Cellular and Molecular Platforms to enhance the state's public health system through innovative indigenous health technologies. The partnership was unveiled yesterday by the Commissioner and Secretary, Health and Family Welfare, Anoop Khinchi, and other officials. Through the MOU, the Center for Cellular and Molecular Platforms and the Government of Nagaland will work together to introduce innovative health technologies to address state-specific health challenges, strengthen healthcare infrastructure, and enhance clinical capacity in priority areas. General Officer Commanding 3 Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, made a historic visit yesterday to the Rajya Sainik Board, Imphal, in Manipur, the first ever visit by a Corps commander to the board. Office bearers of the Rajya Sainik Board, Manipur, briefed him on responsibilities including welfare and resettlement of ex-servicemen, war widows and families of defence personnel, as well as pension-related benefits and recognition of gallantry award winners. The GOC stressed on the importance of sustained efforts to address the challenges and assured continued support for the welfare of ex-servicemen and their families in Manipur. Along with the rest of the nation, Nagaland State Legal Services Authority will observe third quarterly National Lok Adalat for 2025 in all district headquarters on the 13th of this month. As part of the initiative, the NSLSA said 11 Lok Adalat benches will be set up by the district legal services authorities. The Lok Adalats will take up pre-litigation and pending civil and criminal cases tied to motor accident claims, family disputes, land acquisition, pension, rent, electricity and water bills, among others. During the second quarter National Lok Adalat held on May 10th, there were 219 cases disposed of with a settlement amount of more than 2 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Department of Disaster Management, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority, organized an orientation-cum-coordination meeting yesterday with all stakeholders to prepare for the upcoming statewide mock exercise. The state-level mock exercise, simulating earthquake, landslide and glacial lake outburst flood scenarios, will be conducted simultaneously across all districts of Arunachal Pradesh on the 17th and 18th of this month. In Nagaland, Dimapur has been categorized as a non-attainment city by the Central Pollution Control Board, with pollution levels rising by 35% between 2020 and 2024. This was informed by the nodal officer, National Clean Air Program, Yanathum Kitan, during a talk show on air quality in Dimapur yesterday. The talk was conducted under the National Clean Air Program to mark the International Day for Clean Air for Blue Skies. He said, the National Clean Air Program is targeting 40% reduction in air pollution by 2026 and called for collective efforts from all sections of society. Policymakers, youth and media discussed the air quality issues. Meanwhile, the Kohima District Administration also held a public engagement at Don Bosco College, highlighting the importance of clean air and combating air pollution. And Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha yesterday inaugurated the five-day-long Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Government College of Art and Craft at Lichu Bagan in Agartala. The celebration was symbolically inaugurated by Dr. Shaha, who applied the first strokes of colour on canvas. In his welcome address, Principal Abhijit Bhattacharya highlighted the 50-year journey of the institution and outlined the year-long programs, which include seminars, workshops and exhibitions. The college's first batch of students, along with retired principals who guided the institution over the decades, were honoured on the occasion. Two recipients of the prestigious Lalit Kala Academy National Award were also felicitated. The program was attended by Higher Education Secretary Ravil Hemendra Kumar, Director Animesh Dev Barma, eminent artist Sangamitra Nandi, besides other dignitaries. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.